It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hour number three, Felger and Maz. Tony and I want to get to that whopper, that tour de force of a press conference yesterday by Aaron Rodgers. We'll do it later on this hour. But we've got to clear out some of these phones. On the three things, again, are the sort of soft attendance figures we've seen at Patriots training camp the first 2 days. Is that a harbinger? Is that a sign of things to come? Less interest in the Patriots going forward? Are we going to start to see it this year? The Red Sox, Max Scherzer, and John Henry's role in that, and these Bruins conversations. So that's all on the table. Back to your phones here, as promised. How about Kate in Bridgewater? Kate, what do you got on training camp?
Hi there. So I'm a huge fan. You know, my husband's a huge fan. We've been to several games, and I feel like this year there's no passion. There's nothing behind it, and, you know, not for nothing, but it's just really pissed me off to see how TB is acting down in Tampa Bay and how Gronk is acting, and I feel like that's just kind of turned me off.
Turned you off to
I was so excited.
It's turned you off to Brady and Gronkowski, or turned you off to the Patriots for doing it a different way?
It's completely turned me off to Brady and Gronkowski, but it's also turned me off to the Patriots. I feel like we lost our passion. We lost our excitement. We lost Edelman. You know, when Edelman left, it was like, okay, who's going to bring it up? You know, who's going to get everybody pumped up and going? And then we, you know.
Well, I can't even let you go. You're talking about all sorts of different things. I think they missed the buzz of the star power down there. And the sport, the Shield, the NFL, the Patriot brand, and Bill Belichick is not enough to create it. It's not enough. People don't go down there to see a logo or a coach. They don't. I think that's what we're seeing the first couple days.
I wonder if she would feel that way about Brady and Gronk acting too big for their britches if you know, they were still here.
She definitely wouldn't.
Methinks not.
She definitely wouldn't. She'd be all okay with it for sure.
How about Tony and Stoneham on the Red Sox? Go, Tony, quickly, please.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
You know, give me a couple of seconds here, because you can completely wrong on what you say about Brady, the Patriots. You know, Jim knows what's going on. Maz is getting on board. When you were last week, Maz is praising Brady. Brady is what gave the Patriots what they had for the 20 years. And that's proven by what Belichick was before him and what he is after him. And the thing is that you can't take away what Brady brought to that team and what he did for all the players around him and how he made them better.
Of course,
than what
Tony.
They were.
But
and the thing is,
once he establishes the sport and the brand and the team and the league, I would think it takes off from there. Right? I mean, let me give an example. Bobby Orr and the Boston Bruins. Bruins weren't much before Bobby Orr got here. This wasn't a hockey town like it was after. And of course, Bobby Orr brought the whole thing, but he established the brand and the league and the sport. And the next thing you know, the town's building all these rinks. And I think part of the Bruins' popularity today started with that. And he blasted 7 freaking years or whatever it is. So yes, of course, Brady put the thing on the map. But once you establish it, I thought you just would go on from there. And maybe you still will. Again, we are purposely overreacting to just 2 days of training camp, but we're just a jumping off point. The crowds have not been good there the first 2 days, and they're way down, even though Belichick's still there, even though the NFL is a monster of a sport, and the Patriots are a monster brand, and even though they just spent $200 million in free agency. The buzz is different because he's gone, and that concerns me a little bit, Mass.
Well, look, it should concern you a little bit. The other thing that I will say, again, and this is the part that to me gets to be more about the succession plan. The Bruins post or, I think, they went to back-to-back finals against Montreal and lost.
Yeah.
Okay? But the point is they were championship caliber or something close to it. And then they spilled into the 80s and Bork came and Neely came. And again, they were a team that was knocking on the door all the time. The Patriots went 7-9 and don't have a quarterback. So, like, if this thing had been set up a little bit better, and they could have done it better, there's no question they should have done it better, then I think we might feel a little differently right now. But the fact is we're in this great unknown because Newton sucks, and we don't know what the kid is yet. I mean, maybe if the kid gets out there and they go 12-5 this year, then all of a sudden a lot of that will come back.
I'm just telling you, I know it's way too early to draw any of these conclusions, and we're not. But that's what I'm expecting. You know, I'm expecting Brady to have put the Patriots on the map and the NFL on the map, and for that to go nowhere, and the passion to go nowhere and the interest to go nowhere. It's established, and he established it. And if it's not, that would disappoint me again. Like
too much in people. It's the band has lost the lead singer, the true star, and so we got a replacement singer. Guys, come see us. Nah, it ain't the same.
Chris in Chicago on the Bruins. Go, Chris.
Mike, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I completely agree with what you just said. We're just going to have to deal with this kind of going forward with this buffoon. Do you realize that if he didn't – I think one of the decisions he made to protect DeBrusk was if he didn't protect DeBrusk and he left him unprotected out there, that would be all three first-round picks that would have been unprotected for the Seattle Kraken to choose from. And I just can't believe that any of these sports writers or the Bruins beat writers aren't a little bit more difficult with Don Sweeney. It's like a pillow fight down there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, probably. It exists on all these teams in town now. The guys are there to defend the team, not really critique the team or dig into the team. It's unfortunate. They're all building defense shields around guys like us. That's what it's become. So I agree with you on that. This guy hates Don Sweeney. I'm not, you know, I think Sweeney's still done an okay job. I don't think Sweeney's a buffoon. And I think what they did here was calculated. It wasn't mismanaged. Not like he made a mistake or no. They did exactly what they set out to do, which was raise the floor of the team, guarantee a certain level of success, help guarantee a level of success, and that is playoffs. Playoffs. I mean, for Pete's sake, Bruins fans, you know it better than anyone. They used to hang Adams Division banners up in the up in the rafters at the Garden, because that's all the owner cared about was making the playoffs, getting home playoff dates, and generating that revenue. And it didn't matter to Buffalo whether those were Adams Division banners or Stanley Cup banners. Made no difference. And Harry kept his job, and that's how that thing went for 30 years. And I don't know how much of it's really changed. I mean, And I think that's what these moves were about. These moves were about guaranteeing a certain level of success, not raising their level of success.
Can you remember that? Like, we don't spend enough time talking about that. And I know it was a long time ago. Division championship banners. Wow. That is pathetic.
Freaking losers. Seriously. Dylan in Boston. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hi. I want to talk about the Patriots free agent signings. What do you guys think about them? You guys really think it's going to make them a much better team than they were last year?
Yes.
Can't be any worse.
Yes. Yes. But you know what else? Just tie this into our conversation. I don't think people give two poops about Janu Smith and who's the
Hunter Henry. Record?
Hunter Henry's the other
Matthew
tight end.
Judon.
Matt Judon. I don't think fans, I don't think those guys move the needle one bit. They may make them a better team, and if the team's good, you'll watch it more, like that sort of thing. But individually speaking, all that money that Robert Kraft spent, I don't think it's sold a single ticket, if you know what I mean.
Oh, listen, none of those guys have major sex appeal. It's certainly not Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar. You know, those guys are the fantasy people know that, but most fans don't know these guys. And this, you know, furthers my argument of, like, I think a lot of these signings are a little overrated anyway. And I like the moves on defense, okay? I think their defense has a chance to be really good. It has a chance to be really good. But offensively, I think there's a good chance that this is, if they're an average offense, that's a win. That's a win.
Okay,
I think there's a chance that they're in the bottom 10.
We've also been talking about Max Scherzer and the Boston Red Sox, and apparently it is getting hotter. We just threw up a tweet there on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. If you could throw it back up there for me, Vin, I would appreciate it. It's John Morosi from the MLB Network who says, and Jimmy, if you have something else other than this, but Morosi reports, according to a source, Padres' efforts to trade for Max Scherzer have intensified in the last 2 hours. Jimmy, what do you have?
Ken Rosenthal, Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer, sources tell The Athletic.
Okay, that would be too bad.
That's disappointing.
That would be disappointing. So the Padres, when you first threw that thing up there, I thought it was a Red Sox-related tweet. It's a Padres-related tweet. So, Maz, what do you make of this?
Well, so, look, I told you, I thought the Giants were the most desperate team. If you had asked me to handicap them, I'd have put San Diego in the middle of those three teams in the West. But I'm not shocked. I think that San Diego, we talked about this yesterday, they're all in. They're in win-now mode. They traded for Blake Snell during the offseason. You know, they've added people to that whole operation out there. The whole thing's been being built for a couple of years. And so, you know, they got to go full bore here to try to knock off the Dodgers. And my guess is that they were willing to tack on years and everything. I just felt all along there were going to be teams that were going to offer more than the Red Sox would. That's all. And so were they in on it? Sure. Yes, absolutely. They asked. They poked it, but I never thought that Chaim Bloom was going to give up what it was going to take to go get Scherzer.
Okay, so again, it feels like the Padres are closing in on Scherzer. We'll keep you updated if that goes final. You'll hear it here first, and that's just one of the topics we're talking about today. Cam and Taunton on the training camp attendance. Go ahead, Cam.
Mike, I think it's twofold. I mean, in one, and you said this before, this isn't really a football city. It's not in the DNA of the town. You know, like hockey is and like baseball is and like that. The other three teams in town here are original pillars of their leagues. The Patriots aren't. And also, I think a lot of people right now, myself included, are pissed at the team because they look like fools and the fans are like, why isn't Brady still here? Why'd you do this? I'm looking forward to that Channel Media Market Survey to come out in a few weeks if they do it this year. I want to see what the numbers on Belichick are and if people have lost faith in him.
Okay, fair point. I just thought the Patriots by this point would be a pillar. That's all. I thought they would have been a pillar. All right. Maz and I, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know how you want to phrase that, listened and watched the entire Aaron Rodgers press conference yesterday. So we've got to just unload some thoughts on it because it was that was something else, I would say, Maz. So let's
Holy
get to that.
Mackerel.
And more of your calls right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love this team. I love the fans, and the opportunity to play on Lambeau Field has been a dream come true. To be in my 17th season is really special. I don't take that for granted. I'm not a victim here at all. I just want to reiterate that. Like, I've been paid a ton of money by this organization. I'm so thankful to be a starter here for my 14th season. Not many guys have the opportunity to do that. So I'm not, I don't feel like anything's been done to me. It's a business. You know, it's an incredible opportunity to play this game. It's a tough business too, though. And this is part of it.
Rodgers' press conference yesterday, Maz. What were your thoughts?
Tool belt. Toolbox. What a freaking toolbox. And again, you know, you like to say people need to be consistent. I'm being consistent. Tom Brady sounds like a jerk, I think, when he basically starts stroking himself and telling you how great he is. And I think Aaron Rodgers did the same thing yesterday. The obvious difference is Brady's better than Rodgers. Either way, it still sounds bad when it's coming out of your mouth. And so I thought, listening to some of this stuff, I was like, holy crap. I don't think I've ever seen someone take off his clothes and pleasure himself in the public the way that Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. Wow, was that unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You think this guy's a little overwrought or what?
Oh, my gosh, and impressed with himself. Holy crap.
I've never seen anything like it. I didn't have the headset on. Was that the quote about not being a victim?
Yes, that was the one.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, there's just a little sampling. You know, if you didn't hear it, I mean, just to sum up, I mean, he had notes next to him. So he, at some points during this press conference, which was 30 minutes long, he was reading. He was reading off of either notes or an actual script or something. His first answer to a question that was really generic, I think the first question was, Aaron, what went into all of this? He went on for over 6 minutes. And again, a lot of it were prepared remarks. He had detailed lists of players and contract situations from the past of his former teammates and what they did after leaving the Packers. At what point he went back to Ted Thompson and Brett Favre. At what point he went back to the hiring of Matt LaFleur. I mean, it was this guy talk about a lot of stuff that he's got to unpack and unwind. Oh, man, what a piece of work this guy is. Did you have a thought, Murray, before I played you more sound?
Yeah, a lot of it was extremely douchey. The fact that he did have a script, and then he started referencing all these former Packers, many of whom were washed up, that they should have been treated better. Like Clay Matthews at the end, like, was nothing more than a pile jumper. He also brought up Charles Woodson, who was on that team and they won the title in 2010, but was also like 50 years old. Like, a lot of it was very ridiculous. Now, again, I give him credit for actually talking about this, because it would have been very easy for him to be like, well, now that I'm here, it's just about football, and give you the rote answer that you usually get out of professional athletes. But it was way over the top.
Okay, this guy's got a obsession with Tom Brady and what Tom Brady did and what Tom Brady got out of it. I think he's obsessed with it. I think he wants every inch of it. And I think his feelings mimic what he thinks Brady felt here, and maybe Brady did feel it here. Brady just never expressed it, never did in the past, never will in the future. But Aaron Rodgers, he unburdened himself, man. Let's just hear some of it. Jimmy, number one, just give me Rodgers number one. This is from his opening statement.
It started with a conversation in February at the season ended. And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goud, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved. And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation. Not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand.
Okay, so the contract thing I'll circle back to. I think he's got a case on the contract. But that first piece, Maz, about how the organization treated those other players, your thoughts?
I mean, how far back does he want to go? Bart Starr? What about Bart Starr? Or they didn't play together, right? But really, how far back do you want to go? Max McGee?
I'm surprised he didn't reference Favre, honestly.
Really? And the other thing is, Jordy Nelson, he was cashed. He played 1 year in Oakland. He was done. That was it. He was cashed when they let him go.
Maz, most of those guys he mentioned were...
They were all cashed. Not one of those came back to bite the Packers. They made the right call on every single one of those players. Every single one. They're not one guy that went on to do anything. But this is what I'm talking about. He had notes. He had research to air his grievances. And, you know, so again, Maz, he wanted to help the organization learn from their past mistakes.
I know that one got me. That one did. That talk about condescending. Oh, you tool.
Okay, here's more. Number two, Jimmy. He just wants to help the team recruit and get the right players.
The other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer my services as a recruiter, you know. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation.
I'll tell you, that line, he will never live that one down. He will that one's going to live in infamy. That he will never live down that line. People come here to play with me. Whoa. Like, that's a LeBron James kind of ego right there without the credentials. He's not the LeBron James. And I've given James a lot of crap over the years. LeBron James has been better in the NBA than Aaron Rodgers has been in the NFL. And when you really, I told you, I was listening to the thing today. I couldn't believe it, what was coming out of his mouth. For a guy that's still with the organization, even for a guy who's not, that was like a character assassination of the Green Bay Packers in terms of how they're run. That's really, the whole thing was really him indicting the Packers on the way to run their organization during his career. It was an assassination, in terms of PR.
So back and forth, there was a cheesehead there in the press room that decided to challenge Aaron Rodgers on the thing we're talking about. Like, Aaron, the guys you were talking about didn't go on to do anything. And Aaron was ready for this guy. Listen to this exchange, Jimmy. Give me number 8, if you could, please.
Why do you want to be involved in some of these personnel decisions? On some of these, you would have been wrong, I think. The guys didn't have great years when they left here, or they got a lot of money, and it ended up being cap hits. You know, if the Packers didn't decide to move on from Favre, you wouldn't have been here either, or you might not be standing where you are here. Why do you want to get involved in all that?
Well, I mean, I respect the question, Spoon, and I think there's a lot of hypotheticals based on different things. I understand that I'm here because Ted Thompson took a shot on me, but also can't compare the two situations when you look at the last years of Favre's career here based, compare them to mine, especially leading up to 2005. It was a different situation. It's not where I need to have final say on anything. I never asked for that. I just want to be in a conversation. I'm interested in how they look at certain players and if they value character, if they value chemistry, if they value what they bring to the locker room. And I think, yeah, some of those guys might not have had a great seasons other places, but it's different when a Jordy Nelson has got me thrown in the ball. It's different when Randall Cobb's got me thrown in the ball. It's maybe a different motivation when some of these guys go elsewhere. You know, it is different.
Here, stop, Jimmy. Go ahead, Maz. Your thoughts, sir.
Again, really, it's different when they have me throwing them the ball. Like, seriously, this guy is, you listening to, you say, is he really saying this?
But is he wrong about that, though? I just mean, don't like hearing it.
Yes. No. He's wrong. Jordy Nelson had ripped up his knee or had a bad leg injury and wasn't the same guy when he came back. I think it was the Raiders that got stupid and paid him too much money. No, it didn't matter who was paying him the ball. Jordy Nelson was cashed.
So Murray, I hear what you're saying, and I do think that Rodgers makes other people better. I believe that. I also think there is this thing, and I'm sorry. I just can't get past this. This is a me hang-up. When you talk about yourself like that, you just come off as a jerk.
Oh, I think it's the dream. You get that big. Act bigger than all.
Okay, but
that's what I want so badly.
Okay, but Murray, so you're okay with him talking about himself like he's Brady?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. In the grand scheme of things, I really don't, because he is that important. I know he comes off as a bit of a DB, but he is that important.
So no, he's not. I mean, if he had one more, maybe I'd give it to him. But are you kidding me? No, please. But he so badly wants to be Brady. He's so jealous of what Brady got, to the point where they brought Randall Cobb back. It's like, oh, that's so pathetic. Oh, well, but Tommy got a Gronkowski, or he had Edelman. Like, you got to give me something. So they give him Randall Cobb back. Like, oh, God, so pathetic that he asked for it, and so pathetic that they gave it to him.
I mean, how about the line about Favre? Well, compare his last 3 years to mine.
Like, oh, my God, right?
Whoa. And I did go back and look it up. He's right. But even so, wow, dumping on Brett Favre. Like, he's taking a crap right on Brett Favre's head. Right there on the podium.
This guy came to the podium armed with all that information. Think of all the work that it took to compile the name. And then he had more. I mean, there's more that I can play for you, where he went back to other players in other years and what they asked him, what they got, and what they did afterwards. He had all that info, all that ready to go. And it's like, oh, my God. It's just – he's just so overwrought. And it's like, oh, man, the guy is just an utter piece of – I give him no difference on the wanting a seat at the table thing. I'm sorry, man, and I gave it to Brady. I'm sorry. Nope. You're in that league, especially. There's players, there's coaches, there's GMs, and this ain't the NBA. You don't get to pick your teammates, and you don't get to lobby for this or that, or you shouldn't be able to. And that's not your job. Your job is to go out and play. And if they don't give you the best players around you, it's your job as a Hall of Fame quarterback to elevate those around you, not to be, you know, propped up by those around you. And so I give Aaron Rodgers nothing on that. Nothing. The only place where I think he has a case is the contract. And again, we'll play the sound. He talked about he didn't want to be a lame duck quarterback in 2021, which is exactly what the Packers have set up. They've him being a lame duck quarterback. And if he wants to leverage his MVP status and his superstar status to get out of being a lame duck and get into being able to dictate where he goes next and his next contract, I'm all with him on that one. Just like I was with Brady on the contract here. The owners are going to play hardball on the money and leverage the players any way they can on the money. Then I don't begrudge the players leveraging everything they have to fight back on the money. So I'm with Aaron on that. I'm with Brady on that. But this other stuff about, you know, treat me more like a partner and give me a seat at the table. And no. Sorry, guys. Not the NBA. Nope, it's not. And, oh, by the way, you don't get to do that when you only won once. Win a couple. Put two or three rings on your finger and then get back to me. And then maybe we can discuss it. Maybe. But even then, I'm still probably saying no. You've been to one Super Bowl in 17 years and you think you get to be GM? Who the hell do you think you are? Hey, you're not good enough. You haven't won enough. Sorry, you haven't. Let's pick this up on the other side. First, an update from Big Jim Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com. Please, Mass.
What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
After the season, there was a part of me that did think that there would be conversation about an extension. You know, based on my cap number this season, next season, it seemed natural based on the way I played to at least have a conversation about it. It wasn't a conversation. Not until into May. And that, to me, seemed like an analogy that you guys understand. You guys have a fantastic year at work. You write some great stories. You go to your boss and say, I just had an incredible year. I think I deserve a pay raise or, you know, some security. And the boss says, yeah, let's just see how it goes. A couple months down the line, you get another job opportunity. You go back to your boss and say, hey, I got this amazing job opportunity. And say, whoa, no, we love you. We do want you to stick around. We do care about you. Just have the same feeling, you know. And so, you know, I said it wasn't about the money, and the way that felt, you know, kind of just doubled down on that.
So it's more your guy, Maz. I've been trying to tell you what I've been dealing with here for a decade.
This guy, he's a tactless jerk is what he is. He's a tactless jerk. And when I was listening to this thing, I said, wow, this guy takes himself seriously. Not that you shouldn't, okay? We should all take ourselves seriously to a degree. And we should all also recognize that we are merely cogs in the machine and that the machine will always continue to run. And the cog pops out and eventually another one pops in. There might be a drop in performance in between, but inevitably someone else does take your job. It happens to all of us. And someone else takes your place on the planet. Not this guy. Wow. What an a-hole. Seriously, what an absolutely colossal, giant a-hole.
But this is the only piece that I give him, you know, that I'll back him on. And that's the money part. You know, the owners will leverage you on money at every turn. They'll cut you if you're not worth it. They'll negotiate you down if they have the leverage to do so. They will use everything within their power to pay you as little as they have to. And so when a player like Brady or Rodgers wants more, doesn't get more, and then uses whatever they can to leverage their way out of that to get more, fine, no problem. And the truth is the Packers were done paying Aaron Rodgers after this year, and he knew it. He had 2 real years left on his contract, and with 2 real years left to go, they drafted another guy in the first round. It's obvious. Writing's on the wall. They're going to develop Jordan Love for 2 years while they paid and played Aaron Rodgers the 2 more years, real years, he had left on his contract, and then he'd be done. Thus, that made him a lame duck in 2021. And if there's a way for him to leverage himself out of that situation, go nuts, more power to you. And that's the only thing I think he deserved, and that's the only thing I think Brady deserved here. This other thing about the partnership and having a seat at the table and having a say in who you're signing and influence and a seat at the table with your personnel decisions. No, you don't get that. No, I wouldn't give that to Aaron. I wouldn't have given that to Brady. The only thing that I, you know, would give him the rights to is the money. But I just, Big Jim, you actually like this Aaron Rodgers stuff.
I mean, to an extent. Again, I think having the script and mentioning all these old washed up players was a bit much. But yeah, I mean, you know, a player that is that important, I get that he's only gone to one Super Bowl and won it, and that's now a decade ago. I do think, given his talent and where he's at, and I still think you can get 5-6 great years out of him and coming off an MVP season. Yeah, no, he's more important. He's the bigger piece. He's right to rip the GM and management there a new one for treating him like any other guy, because the truth is he's not any other guy. He's just not.
All right, folks, how do you feel about it? There's the Aaron Rodgers conversation. Back to your calls on everything, I promise, in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You are a sorry liar. You are a sad, sorry liar. 98.5. Literally pathetic.
The Sports Hub.
For a lot of us, we're kind of seeing this different side of him. Like, he was cracking jokes at the White House. I know you weren't there, but he was cracking jokes at the White House. You know, he's done some of these late night talk shows, drinking the avocado tequila at the Super Bowl parade. It just seems like he's a little more comfortable kind of, I guess, showing more of his personality. And so for you, as somebody that knows his personality really well, what's it like seeing him kind of showing more of the personal side of himself compared to, you know, the time you guys had together in New England?
Yeah, I think it's great that he's showing that side. I think it's great for football. I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When you're playing a sport, you don't want to be uptight. You want to always be loose and ready to go. And it's just cool to see that side of him doing all that little activity, all the little silly comments, you know, the jokes. It keeps everyone loose and on their toes. And it's fun, too. I like seeing it.
Meanwhile, Tom Brady, happiest kid on the planet. It's Rob Gronkowski on Tom Brady. Got a sponsor for all of our Tampa coverage. How do you like that? We talk so much about these guys and what's going on down there. We got a sponsor.
Love
it. Smart. Yeah, it's called Tracking Tampa. We're tracking Tampa, folks. And it's brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. That's right, we're tracking Tampa.
But really, right, tracking back... Tom.
Okay. I don't think we can quite do that, but it's tracking Tampa. That's what we're calling it. Okay?
I know. I'm just saying.
All right. So we're talking about the attendance, soft attendance down at Gillette. Is that a harbinger of things to come, lessening interest in the New England Patriots post-Brady? Aaron Rodgers' comments are on the table. The Bruins from yesterday, we had some follow-up thoughts. We have some calls on that. And it looks like Scherzer is just about delivered to the San Diego Padres. How do you feel about that? All right, back to your phones on everything. Brian and Haverhill on the small crowds at the training camp so far. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. First segment, I heard you ask this question about attendance, and absolutely, star power has something to do with it. No disagreements there. But something that also needs to be considered is the COVID restrictions. Younger fans cannot go down there and meet this giant football player, get an autograph, hopefully take a picture with them. Thanks, guys.
Okay. People brought this up, so you can't do autographs this year because of COVID. I bet that keeps some people away. Does it explain the full breadth of the softness of the crowds down there?
No.
I mean, that would just be a portion. You know, you do have your autograph hounds, but that would be 10% tops, maybe.
Yeah, and I don't eliminate the kid part of that too. That you say, well, people bring their kids down, and because that would fine. That's a good argument.
You're still never going to get closer to these guys, even when they're just out in the practice field.
Here's Jay in Portsmouth on Aaron Rodgers' comments. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Just give me a moment because I am a slightly deflated Packers fan. Two quick points. One is I agree with you on the contract. We put so much, though, on these quarterbacks, including Brady. I mean, they're the whole team versus what they were years ago. My problem with Rodgers is that he should have been spouting out about defense. They needed defense. I mean, Clay Matthews, I never understood what the Packers saw in Clay Matthews because he never did anything. He should have been harping with them on defense. The other thing is, Maz, you're a bit of a hypocrite because I'll give Rodgers credit for saying what every quarterback thinks. I will take what Aaron Rodgers said over Tom Brady's say nothing, do nothing smirk that he used to give people at the podium. I'll take Brady over Rodgers as a quarterback. But, I mean, quarterbacks think this way.
Jay, let me stop you. You're right. I think Aaron Rodgers just said a lot of what Tom Brady had felt the last couple of years in New England. Who looks better, Brady for keeping his mouth shut or Rodgers for his Gettysburg address yesterday?
Well, so this is my only point. It's about the perception becomes a reality. I'm not telling you he's wrong to feel it. I'm telling you he's wrong to be as openly public about it as he is because he looks like a jerk. I'm sorry. Look, the world is the way it is. I understand that people have a problem when people talk about themselves. I get it. But the fact is that it exists, right? The idea that you would sit there and just rub yourself the whole time just doesn't come off well. He looks and sounds like a jerk.
Tom Brady watched that yesterday and said, that's why I don't say anything.
Exactly.
That's why I don't do that. Usually, you know, he's saying more now, again, as Gronkowski just talked about. But how come Brady didn't publicly air his grievances? Because he didn't want to sound like that. And, you know, you have to think Brady took the smarter approach.
But while douchey, don't you give him a little bit of credit for actually saying it, though? Because, again, you never get anything out of these pro athletes.
Sure.
It's usually pretty rote, you know? I was surprised that he went as far as he did. Again, you shouldn't have notes in a script. That's real cheesy. But I don't know. I thought it was actually kind of good that he did. Because you never get stuff like this.
So, honestly, I'm not ragging on him for saying it, I guess. It's that he actually feels that way and carries himself that way. I mean, the ego and the sense of self-worth, it's debilitating, I think. And the, oh my God, the harboring of grievances is, that can't be healthy, Aaron. Man, you got to talk to someone about that. You got to let that stuff out. I mean, how much pent-up stuff did this guy have? And has he logged and chronicled? So the fact that he aired it out and actually said it, fine. Yeah, I'll give him some credit for that, I guess, for just speaking the truth. But the fact that he actually feels and carries himself that way. But it was everything. I mean, I mentioned the Matt LaFleur thing. He talked about he didn't get a chance to, you know, weigh in on the hiring of Matt LaFleur. Let's hear him on that, Jimmy. Number six, if you could.
I wasn't involved in those conversations at all. I had talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as a coach. So I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and I'm glad he's here. But it's decisions like that that have happened over and over and over again that make me realize that the organization looks at me and my job is just to play. In my opinion, based on what I've accomplished in this league, the way I care about my teammates, the way I show up in the locker room, the way I lead, the way I conduct myself in the community, it should tie myself to a little bit more input. The rules, you know, are the same for most people, but every now and then there's some outliers, you know, guys who've been in an organization for 17 years and won a few MVPs, where they can be in conversations at a different higher level. I'm not asking for anything that other great quarterbacks across the last few decades have not gotten.
I mean, this guy with his MVPs, like, and, you know, I deserve this. Someone said this to me years and years ago, and I will never forget it. Obviously, it was in a baseball clubhouse, but it applies in this case. You know, you want special treatment. You get it, dude. You do. You get it on the 1st and the 15th. You get it on the 1st and the 15th when the paychecks come. You make more than everybody else. That's the special treatment. There are lots of other rules that you still have to adhere to and you have to live by when you are on a team. That is part of the deal. You do get the. Why do they always ignore that? Like, why do they always ignore all the money that they've gotten? Like, it's so frustrating to hear a guy like that talk. And you feel like saying, dude, you are out of touch. Do you know what the average person has to deal with on a day-to-day basis compared to you? And Murray, at the end of the day, that's why he sounds like a jerk. Because of all the people who pay for the tickets and watch the games and ultimately who pay his salary that are looking at him going, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I want my stars to be stars.
This guy's an a-hole. He's an a-hole.
All right, put it on the board for our final hour. We'll get back to your calls and reset our thoughts on Patriots training camp. Attendance kind of light the first couple of days. Does that say anything to you? Is that a sign of things to come? We'll pick that up after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.